Hey, everybody, this is Tom Sharpling, and welcome to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. Basically, this is a podcast we're going to do every other week, giving you a bite-sized version of all the mirth and mayhem that goes on every week on the best show on WFMU. So please check out this exciting clip. But a lot of people have been demanding.
An unfair record review.
People want to hear unfair record reviews. Gutting someone's entire catalog in a matter of minutes. And who's up on the block tonight? That's right. He's the critic's favorite who couldn't sell two copies of his album with the song, New York, I Still Love You, New York, after the World Trade Center tragedy. He still couldn't sell his record. People aching for a song to honor the tragedy. He couldn't sell copies. That's how awful this guy is. Ryan Adams. Let me get this first call out of the way. FMU, you're on the air.
I was going to play Ask Me At.
Get off my phone, son. You're moving too slow. Ryan Adams, he was in a band called Whiskey Town. Let's check out their album, Faithless Street. Okay. Long Riders sounding. Okay. Mandolin, Daddy Don't Like. Change that. All right. Kind of rocking. Let's hear some vocals on Drank Like a River.
Well, he was nearly died.
What is that?
He's brown bag and it's a night behind some tavern. 1, 2, 3, 4.
This guy's like the big, he's like that big, jerk who's always like throwing temper tantrums because people yell out Bryan Adams songs at Ryan Adams concerts. This is just awful. I have to hear that again.
Wood. 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 Wood may seem like. Wood may. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. Let's jump around on this album. This song is 10 minutes long? What? No thanks. And he's also one of those guys who is so conscious of his place in rock history. Like, I know the way things are supposed to be when you're a rock star and you're supposed to do this and this. Like, he's going down a checklist. Here's something from his second album, the second Whiskey Town album, called Stranger's Almanac. This is In Town. This is...
1, 2, 3, 4...
Oh.
Excuse me if I break my own heart.
Oh, excuse me while I shut this CD off. Okay, that sucks. Let's check out the Whiskey Town album Pneumonia, which came out 2001. Here is The Ballad of Carol Lynn. Okay. I hear Bob Dylan disavowing anything he's ever been responsible for as an artist. Loving you has gotten weird. I hear Tom Petty disavowing his vocal stylings. Down by your window. And all the rain left in the world. Track 8, Mirror, Mirror. Get off. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the most overrated artist of all? It is Ryan Adams. Let's hear something from his solo album. This is something from his album Heartbreaker.
Now, Bone of Drag, baby.
1, 2, 1, wee!
Yeah! Hey, I have a copy. I have a copy of the Basement Tapes also. And I've heard Exile on Main Street.
Young boy done me bad, I went and did you wrong. And I got high.
This is him solo. I would like to say about those Whiskey Town records that for Ryan Adams, it doesn't count. You're not a country music musician when you came to country music by way of Dave Berner. When Dave Berner led you to the Flying Burrito Brothers.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Wanna see ya.
Ugh. I gotta hear the song, Damn, Sam. I love a woman that rains. Hey, I have an idea for a song.
As man, I never been much for sunny days.
Much. Where is he from? Much.
As a man, I never been much for sunny days.
Get lost. Any song title with a street or an avenue? Bad. This is Shakedown on 9th Street.
Wear your dress and bring my ring.
Hey, there's two songs about street titles on this. There's one called Sweet Little Gal. You know what that usually means when you have songs about streets and things? It means you've lived in New York for 4 months. And you're trying to pretend that you're from there. I heard Big Star's third played somewhere once.
Hair, hair, gal.
And I'm ripping off the Alex Chilton songs, like Kangaroo. Okay. Heartbreaker. No. Let's check out Gold and see what this is like. Gold, two CDs? Oh, my God. He's so prolific. I got so many bad songs, I have to get them all out. Don't dump them on us just because they're in your head. These awful songs are in your head. It's not our fault. Oh, this is the song about New York that he couldn't sell to a country crying for a song about New York. Sounds like Romeo's tune. People have called him the new Steve Forbert.
Well, I shuffled through the city on a 4th of July. I had a firecracker waiting to blow. Breaking like a rocker who was making his way to the cities of Mexico. Living in a apartment out on Avenue A, at a tall on a corner of town.
It's like bad Paul Simon.
Lover who was finer than gold, but I've been broken, I've been busted up since.
don't play games with me anymore like she did before.
And he got mad at the Steve Forbert comments. The only thing I can say, Steve Forbert has one thing you don't have. He had a hit once. I still love you, New York. Guess what? And New York don't still love you. Let me hear his tribute to L.A., La Cienega Just Smiled, which is when he probably was in L.A. talking to movie studios. He came up with this idea because he's handsome. I think I'm right on this. There's a song called Goodnight Hollywood Boulevard. So he just goes to a different town and then writes songs about it, pretending that he lives there. I have to hear this song, Goodnight Hollywood Boulevard, from his smash double CD set, Gold, which I'm sure this didn't go.
It's happening, baby.
It is happening, baby.
Putting up the chairs, taking the money, and all we can do is pray, pray for tomorrow. So close your eyes and close your mouth.
What do you think of this garbage? 201-209-9368. We are reviewing the body of work of Ryan Adams tonight.
It screams like a child.
This sounds like Michael Penn, bad Michael Penn.
In a clown
saloon. Where'd the southern accent go?
Good night, Hollywood Boulevard.
Now you sound like Jeff Buckley. Where'd your southern accent go? 5 minutes ago, you're going, well, just. Good night, this horrible CD, good night. And we get to check out his new album, which is called Rock and Roll. Well, this should be good, because I know I like rock and roll. And if he likes rock and roll, then maybe I'm wrong about this guy. Wow, this is rocking. Okay. Sounds like Third Eye Blind demos.
Let me sing a song for you. It's never been sung before.
That's not true. This has been sung before. And much better.
She kisses when she sleeps. She kisses when she sleeps.
Get lost. Joe double-tracked vocals. Oh, yeah. Check out my T-Rex album.
Girl, don't tell me how you want me. Tell me how to get through.
Yeah.
Girl, don't tell me how.
Pump your fists.
Tell me how to get through.
Let me hear the song 1974. Feedback! That's good. It sounds like Monster Magnet.
The sun is shining hard at my feet. The city is an animal ready to eat.
Is this, does he just ape anyone? This sounds like you too. All right.
Go, Tom, go back to the last song. Go back to that song you had there.
This one?
Yeah. Is it just me, or does this sound exactly like that Stone song from like 5 years ago or so? You Got Me Rockin'.
Okay. I hear that. So it's like, so he's ripping off, like...
He's ripping off late 90s Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Well, he's friends with Keith Richards.
Oh, well, oh, okay.
Yeah, I've seen him photographed with Keith Richards. So, God.
I feel like getting that Stones album and putting the two back to back.
If you can find it, go get it. If it's in there.
But the thing is, I don't know which is worse.
This is worse.
That's true.
At least the Rolling Stones have accomplished something.
That's true. I'll see if I can find it.
Who is this phone call right now?
Oh, it's a Ryan Adams hater.
Okay. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
All right. Who's this?
This is Jeff from Garwood.
From Garwood?
Garwood.
How you doing in Garwood?
Pretty well. Cold, but well.
Do you like Ryan Adams?
Well, as I was, at first, you could track down every single Bob Dylan song that's ever been done by the early works of this Adams character.
Uh-huh.
But as I'm on hold, I'm starting to think that maybe he's a pure musical genius.
Why is that?
Oh, because he just, he doesn't just bite off Bob Dylan, He's doing all these other bands.
You mean like The Alarm, like he's doing right now?
I don't know as much about music as you. But, this guy, you can name a Bob Dylan song. In the opening notes, he's copying them note for note.
Yes, it's sad.
And is he even from Nashville?
I don't know where he's from, anywhere he wants to pretend he's from.
Well, you know what I'd like to do to him?
What's that?
There's a deli around my house that serves this turkey that's really wet and slimy.
Yeah.
And I often say that I'd like to take an enemy and slap him in the face with this turkey.
And he's the person you'd like to slap in the face with the turkey?
The most.
I'm going to see if I can make that happen.
Go for it.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, take care.
Bye. This is like Radiohead now. Somebody at his label gave him a copy of OK Computer. I like this. This is rocking. Holy left channel, Batman. This is so unoriginal. Oh. Now he's ripping off King Missile. This is detachable penis. Now he's back to you too. Okay. Now he's just ripping off, whoa. Throwing it down there. Well, now this is good. This is heavy duty, this guy. Hey, man, it's called rock and roll, but I'm just gonna go get my piano now and play a song that kinda cool down, but the next one will be a rocker. Now the next one shows that the next one shows my love of arpeggio guitar. The next one shows that I love the psychedelic furs. Get off my CD player. How dare you? This guy sucks. Ryan Adams, the jury has spoken. You are pure garbage. Well, thank you for listening to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. If you like what you just heard, the full-length program is done each and every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen on your radio in the New York, New Jersey area at 91.1 FM, or anywhere on the globe at WFMU.org. WFMU.org also has an extensive archiving of all the previous episodes of The Best Show.
And you can get more information on the program over at friendsoftom.com. I want to thank a few people, if I could. Martin DeGrell, the producer and compiler of Best Show Gems. Thank you, Martin. Mel Matsuoka, who is the producer of the full-length 3-hour Best Show podcast each and every week, and the protector of the Best Show on WFMU Archives. Thank you, Mel. John Worcester, obviously, thank you. Associate producer Mike, and everybody at WFMU, thank you so much. If you like what you just heard, check out the full-length show. You can download the podcast or listen live at WFMU.org.